Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I am here to promote some diversity. Yes, that's what you're here for. That's what I'm here for. Diversity. You need some diversity within your crew. Your crew can't be the same all the way around. You can't have the same personality types within your crew. Sure, you can bounce around and change up. Maybe one night you're this, or maybe the next night you're that, or during the day you're this, or at this event you're that. That's cool. You can bounce around. Basically, there has to be diversity within the roles. You need some diverse roles. You need diverse personalities, and not putting one into a box and saying that this is your personality, this is who you are all the time, unless it's true. If you are that person, or if you are that guy all the time, it is what it is. It's Manny being Manny. That's you. For the most part, we tend to bounce around from type to type. Granted, there's the overall type. Yay. But for the most part, we tend to change. It's not no black and white kind of thing where it's set in stone. This is it. This is it. It must be this. You need the know-it-all. You need a know-it-all within the crew or within the group at some point. The know-it-all, the one that gives you the directions, the one that does the research, the one that knows most things about whatever it is you're trying to do, whatever it is you're trying to get done. You need that know-it-all. And like I said earlier, and it needs to be repeated, it's not necessarily set in stone that one person is the know-it-all all the time, unless that one person is the know-it-all all the time. Then if they take that role, sure, you can be secondary or play second fiddle to the main know-it-all, assuming you are up to the task. You need that know-it-all. Then you need somebody that's about that life. Basically, you need a live wire. You need somebody that I wish you would, or I wish they would. And it's not to promote violence, and it's not to do anything that is bad. We don't do bad here. We don't promote bad here. Bad is no good. However, you need somebody to just signal out, to just let people know you ain't, we ain't, nobody's ain't to be messed with. We're not going to be played for a fool. We're not going to be played for an idiot. We know what's up. We know, you know, none of that here. None of that jolly, be golly, wally. Let's play these peeps. Let's test them. None of that. Not here. And that's why you need somebody that's about that life. You need that live wire. You need that person that's ready. Be careful with that. You don't want to necessarily surround yourself with a team, with a squad of everyone that's about that life. Because when everyone's about that life and you don't have other factions within and it's all about that life, well, guess what? Yeah, just use your imagination. What's gonna happen? Don't say I didn't warn you. That's why you need a peacemaker as well. Because when you have somebody or people that's about their life, you need some high quality peacemakers, basically negotiators, the ones that able to talk, communicate, make sure that there's an understanding, make sure that as a mutual respect, to make sure that we agree to disagree. We agree to disagree. That keeps everything peaceful. That keeps everything moving along. Go mode. You need somebody that stays in go mode. The reason they stay in go mode, they are super alert. It's almost like they have a sixth sense. Almost like their awareness is just heightened to an umpteenth degree. They know what's going on everywhere. They know what's going on everywhere, wherever you are. Somebody drops something 20 yards to the left, they see it. Somebody says something that's not too cool or not up to par, they hear it and they in go mode. Super, super alert. Super, super duper awareness. You need that. You need the awareness of everyone to be spread out. A stretched out perimeter. It's good for everybody. It's good for you. It's good for the group. It's good for the team. It's a good thing to have. It's a good thing to have. And go mode doesn't necessarily mean what you think it means. Doesn't necessarily mean, sure, go mode can morph into something else. Sure, it can morph into something more physical. However, go mode is all about the awareness. Go mode is all about the super, super, super intense to detail. Then you need that cool cat. You know, the cool cat that just does everything just smooth and perfect like, and it's what everybody ideal is. It's what everybody's idea of perfection is. Not saying it's perfect. Not saying it's close to perfect or perfection. The cool cat is just smooth. You need somebody smooth and just knows how to just maneuver in and out. Almost like a chameleon. You can't really place your finger on it, on what it is about them, but it's something about them. You can't just quite determine what it is, but there's something. It's not a negative something. It's almost as if there's something mysterious. Something mysterious, something about this mystery. I'm intrigued, but yet it's just the chameleon-like where they can just go in and out and just move undetected. Call it the cool cat. Some words are interchangeable. You can change it up or call it however it fits your lexicon. Right now, I'm gonna call it a cool cat. And you also, last but not least, and a lot of these can change up. They're interchangeable far as with what you want to call it and what I'm calling it. But this last one, there's no interchangeable with this. This last one, it's universally known. This last one is what everybody recognized as what it is. I can just say this and I can just throw this out here and you know what I'm talking about. I don't even have to go into extreme details. I don't even have to just name a few people who fall under this category. All I have to just say are the words, and you know exactly what I mean. You know exactly who I'm talking about. If you have one of these in your crew, or if you know one of these that's not in your crew, maybe you kicked them out of your crew, maybe you kicked her out of your crew, maybe you did something with this and it's like, I just can't take it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I tried, but I just can't deal with this anymore. This is just too much for me. I just want to live my life and don't worry about this. This is just too much. Sure, you may or may not have that feeling, but at some point you had that feeling. At some point you felt that way. At some point you said to yourself, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. And everybody know what I'm talking about and know this. If you don't know what I'm talking about and if you don't know this, I suggest you take about 5 seconds to think about it and then take the remaining 5 seconds to apologize nonverbal. And I'm going to take these 10 seconds to communicate back to you nonverbal that it's okay. It's okay. It's not your fault. It's no one's fault. It is no one's fault. A wild card. You definitely need the wild card. You definitely need the wild card on your team. We should have a high appreciation for the wild card. This doesn't mean that this does not mean that you shouldn't have all the other emotions and all of the other feelings dealing with the wild card, but we should appreciate the wild card. We should appreciate the wild card for always keeping everyone on their toes, for always keeping you focused. Because as soon as you lose track, as soon as you lose that focus, wild card done did something. The wild card done did something. You need that wild card. Without the wild card, everything would just be, I don't know, boring. Everything would just be, I don't know, the same. Everything would just be, just smooth sailing. You need that wild card to get out of the comfort zone. You need that wild card for the new. You need that wild card for something different. You need that wild card. I'm not saying that we should have the wild card around all the time. I'm not saying that we should take the wild card to places that we shouldn't. And there are places where the wild card should not be. There are times where the wild card should not be around. There are times where the wild card being the wild card just pops up and surprises you and surprises the crew and just shows up anyway. We've been there. We've done that. We experienced that. We've seen that. We know about the wild card. It is what it is, but it's definitely not Manny being Manny. It is definitely not Manny being Manny. We know what the wild card is. But it's needed. It is needed. All of them are needed. One day, you might be the know-it-all. The next day, you may be the wild card. However, usually, I know this goes against what I said earlier, but usually, if you're the wild card, you are probably the wild card all the time. Now, if you are the know-it-all, you can go from know-it-all to wild card. Depends. You can go from being about that life to wild card. Depends. You can go from peacemaker to wild card. It can happen. very, very rarely. I've seen it happen, though. You can go from go mode, super aware, to wild card. You can go from cool cat and just change your stripes into the wild card. You can bounce around from know-it-all, peacemaker, go mode, out there life, cool cat, wild card. You can bounce around from all of them. Yet, I think this definitely has to be said. When you are comfortable, when you are in your comfort zone, you're going to fall into one of those categories. When you are just super comfy, when you are relaxed, you are going to fall in one of those categories. And depends on the situation, depend on the time, depend on so many different variables. You may change up. You may be one of the others. Yeah, when you're in your comfort zone, you're in one of those categories. And that's why it's not black and white. That's why there's no box we can put it in. You can go what you normally are. But a lot of times when you're going out, a lot of times when you're doing something new, a lot of times when you're doing something different, a lot of times when you're just experiencing different things, you may be uncomfortable. You may be just comfortable enough that you're not your, you know, you're off balance a little, and you may fall into one of those. You may fall into one of those, and you may be two at once. You may be three at once. You may bounce around from one to two to three within an hour. The thing is, though, to have at least 3 to 4 of those within your crew. 3 to 4 within your crew. You don't want to leave the know-it-all. You don't want to be without the know-it-all. You don't want to be in a situation where you just don't know what could happen, what could pop off, what could go down, And then if something does go down or something could go down, you need to have the awareness of somebody in go mode to know when it's time to go. And if you just somehow lose track or somehow unable to escape, unable to get away, unable to do what you have to do, you need the peacemaker to provide the communication skills needed in whatever setting. And if the peacemaker can't just pull it off, you need the cool cat. You need the cool cat to let everybody know. To let everybody know, it's all right. They're cool. We cool. You need 3 of the 4 within your crew. 3 of the 4 within your crew. And the wild card, yeah, you need the wild card. But the wild card isn't an everyday thing. The wild card isn't something I'd say, hey, the wild card, you should take the wild card out all the time. The wild card out all the time, and things would just be so good and so perfect. I'm not here to tell you that. I am not here to tell you that. The wild card is a necessary evil. Yes, necessary evil. The wild card. You need the know-it-all. Interchangeable name. You need about that life. Interchangeable name. You need the peacemaker. Interchangeable name. Go mode. Interchangeable name. The cool cat. Interchangeable name. All those names are interchangeable with names within your lexicon. But for purposes now, this is what I'm calling them. The wild card, however, the wild card is everybody's wild card. There's no different name. There's no different cool way of saying it. There's no other words that I could possibly use. And you can be like, oh, that is the wild card. No, the wild card is the wild card. The wild card is the wild card. But what's not a wild card or wild card-ish, NHL, National Hockey League, are not sending their players to the Olympics in 2018. That's not a wild card. That's not something we got to figure out. That's not something I have to ponder about over the next year, over the next few months, over the next days and weeks. We know it's not happening. It's not going down. It's not taking place. You know what? You know why. Been saying it for a long time. It's just something about international versus national. You tell me who wins. Wild card.